talk about progress of your team, what the highs and lows have been so far?
Not a lot of lows. I mean, most of it's really good things. I think we're getting a lot accomplished as far as our technique and fundamentals. Seeing our old linemen block and get knocked off the line of scrimmage is really good. And then our run game working well with our with the pass. And then our defensive package, we have a lot of guys flying around. So overall, it's a really good practice. Had to watch the film, but the feel from it was that it was just like the other four, you know, where we made a lot of progress and we keep building on it. We had a few issues today with the center exchange with the quarterback. I had two bad snaps under center, but that happens when you try some guys out of center, you know. So we're shifting guys around from guard and center, and had Parker play a little bit guard today. So it was good for our guys to work on that. We just got to keep cleaning it up a little bit more. But overall, it was a good practice.
Who did you work in at center with that?
We had Jacob get some snaps there too, and then we had and then Parker worked a lot of it as well. We had Ficklin getting some snaps as well. So we were just, I think you can never have too many centers, and you have to have a plan for, you know, especially with under center. A lot of these guys have worked a lot in the gun. So being able to get under center is a little bit different for them. And it showed in a couple bad snaps today.
Coach, third way through camp, how are the guys taking the installation of both offense and defense overall?
It's been really good. I mean, the one thing I know is that Ty is really smart on how much he can load up with the install, and then he knows when to pull back. And so I think our guys are grasping the scheme a lot better than I anticipated. These guys are really smart, you know, and then they love the game, and they're spending a lot of time at their own individual time in learning the offense and the defense. Working that with the coordinators and coaching staff has been really nice to watch and seeing their progress. So, yeah, as we start to go through spring practices, the install's getting a little bit heavier. But so far they're handling the load pretty well.
Can you talk about Steve Clark as a coach? What made you want to bring him in, and what has he shown you?
He has great experience, especially as a coordinator, and being especially the organization of it all and the game, the day-to-day aspect of being a coordinator, and being that for a you know, for a new coordinator with Ty, is I think it was really important for him to have someone to lean on, much like Elisa has that with Ed, you know. So on the defensive side, I think if you get to talk to him, he's a brilliant guy, and just knows the game really well, and he's had to fight for everything he has as a coach. And so I like those guys, the type of mentality that he has. And the watching his path as a coach, I think he's perfect for what we want and what we need, especially at that tight end position and especially on the offensive side of the ball.
There's only like four DLs out there today. I think Harvey Long, he was out there. Are you just kind of giving guys breaks, or what? Why aren't you?
Well, we had a couple guys with class, and then we also wanted to see some of the other guys get some reps. And see how they perform. And then we were shifting some guys around a little bit, trying to find the best position suitable for their skill set, you know. So we'll try some of that out. Obviously, you know, some of the guys that aren't in there at D tackle with Logan and Travis being out, and so it's a great opportunity for these young guys to step in and get some needed reps. And you know, we'll see how it goes, but we'll still keep shifting things around and find a place where they can settle. But overall, they're handling it perfectly. It's not too much for these guys.
How far will you go into camp with this cross-training and seeing if guys can play other positions? Will you go all the way up to fall camp with that, or
yeah,
will there be kind of a deadline?
No, I think these guys know football, so some guys can handle it a lot more than others. And with the needs on the team and the depth, we'll need guys to settle in. But there's some other guys that we can kind of shift around and see. I mean, whether a linebacker plays inside or outside, it's not that foreign for them, you know. I think the hardest part would be if a guy's playing, you know, on the offensive side or the defensive side. I mean, we'd like to see what Troy Warner can do on the offensive side as well. We have some guys, I know Ed and Elisa are looking at a lot of the guys on the offensive side that could possibly play DB for us as well. So we'll try some of those out. But that's something that we've always done, you know, if you know me. And coaching in the past, we'll always try to see where the best guys can be and we can get the best 11 on the field. And so I don't think it's ever a a process where you just say, this is the deadline. You know, it's just, I mean, we've done it when I was at Utah, we've done it mid-season. So I try to get the best guys out there and give us the best chance to win.
So is Troy Warner getting reps with both units every practice, or just does he
switch? No, he's mostly, well, the hard thing is that the coaches on defense don't want to give him up. And so we're trying to, you know, and he's being just a true freshman and graduated early. We need to see him get a little bit more of the defensive background. And offensively, I think it comes a lot easier for him to be able to run routes and handle the ball, you know. But I think we have to, I hate to break the news to those guys, but we have to see what he can do with the, you know, with the ball in his hands as well. So.
How does he compare with Eric Weddle? I know you're aware what Eric did at Utah.
Yeah, besides. I mean, Eric did everything, you know, but I don't know. It's unfair to compare a true freshman to a all-pro. So, yeah, we'll see. Ask me in 5 years. But he's got a lot of skill, and, you know, obviously look at him and Fred. It's in the blood, you know, and I love the way that they work together. And there's a lot of guys on this team that I have great, I think have great potential to do great things on the field and have a shot at the next level. We just need to make sure they're in the right position, and we have to develop them the right way.
That's something you're going to work towards, getting guys, like put them in the position where you believe they can succeed at the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, first is for the team, because I'm not really interested in making an NFL team, you know. But if you do things the right way and you put guys in the right position, they'll have opportunities at the next level. You know, whether a D lineman moves to O line or whatever it is, or a receiver moves to tight end, it's always an ongoing deal of being able to develop guys and put them in a position where they can be successful. And that's what we're trying to do. And I want to give them the opportunities to play the next level, guys. I think that's huge. And it helps our team, you know. And some guys, I mean, I remember in eighth grade seeing the guy next to me had a full beard. I'm like, what the heck, you know. I'd like to get that someday. and just guys grow differently and they mature differently. And, you know, some guys, it's not until they're 20 years old and when things start to develop and their body fills out and they are peaked out at what their max potential can be in weight gain and height. So I've seen guys, I mean, I remember Hayward was when he played basketball, say he grew 6 inches in a year. Yeah, some of these guys are the same way. We've seen free safeties go on missions and come back and play left tackle. So, yeah, that's, you know, doesn't mean that we're going to try to make him lose 100 pounds and stay at safety. We're just going to go with what he's been blessed with.